Volunteers at Sarajevo Airport welcomed the European Youth Olympic Torch on Friday. The competition is set to open in Sarajevo on Sunday and close a week later in East Sarajevo. The front line in the Bosnian War ran through the city. In a show of cooperation between the two former foes, both mayors say this is a new era of peace and reconciliation.
The European Youth Olympics Festival is an opportunity for us all to get together and build a better, more positive future.
I wish to see us all gather around this project in the coming days and for us all to attend the opening ceremony at Kosovo and the closing event in East Sarajevo.
Achieving that cooperation was not easy. Sarajevo belongs to the Bosnia-Croat Federation and East Sarajevo belongs to the Serb Republic, which are two autonomous regions of Bosnia carved along ethnic lines during the three-year-long war more than 20 years ago, in which 100,000 people died. Today, some say they are ready to move on.
One of the most important things about IOF is that we will get to meet new friends from both Sarajevo and East Sarajevo. We should not divide people like that, but it is what it is. But it's nice when we are together.
Since the 84 Olympics, the bobsled track of Trebevich Mountain has been covered in graffiti, while towering ski jumps on Igman Mountain have been left to go to ruin. Ice skating manager Jasenka Perovic has fond memories of the 1984 Olympics.
My most beautiful memory to date is during the Winter Olympics when I took part in the closing ceremony, along with other little girls who were part of the ice skating ensemble. It's wonderful that 35 years later we get to host this event, which is a lot like the Olympics, and which will give our city some of that Olympic spirit again.
That spirit is echoed by many who danced and posed for pictures with Grudvi, the Olympic mascot, only days before the long-awaited event. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.